Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems and host of the show. Today we're chatting with Chris Cawthorn, Client Executive and Principal at IMAG Corp. In this episode, we'll examine Chris's career, what first attracted her to the engineering industry, and much more.
Chris, welcome to the broadcast and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
First, can you just take a moment to introduce yourself to those who are tuning in?
Sure. So I'm Chris Cawthorn, as Herb has said, and I'm a mechanical engineer with IMEG. I'm currently client exec for the Madison office, so I'm the principal in charge for that team.
So tell us a little bit more about IMEG, what your day-to-day job entails, and what it's like to work for a firm like that.
Sure. So IMEG is a full-service consulting engineering firm. So we deal with clients in across multiple industries. My focus is mostly healthcare and higher ed. Do some commercial work. So we handle building systems and do what our clients need.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the first female client executive in IMAG's history. Can we get a drum roll, please? That's exciting stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, there's actually two of us now, and I think by a technicality, I am the first by a month. but yeah, it is exciting. There's it's a nice role to step into. We get to be role models and more leadership presence, so it's really great.
So IMAG was actually a new company that was created from the merger of KJWW and TTG. Tell us about that action and how your career has progressed since then.
Sure. Yeah, that was an exciting time. Happened about 5 years ago. I was originally on the KJWW side, was here when the office first opened up in Madison, and we were really a Midwest firm. And when we did the merger with TTG and became IMAG, we really got to become a national firm. IMAG or TTG had the West Coast presence. We've expanded down to Texas, into Montana, Michigan. I mean, we really are spreading our wings, which is nice because it really allows us to grow and offers that more opportunity for people.
Chris, let's hit rewind and go back a few years. What was it that first initially drew you to the engineering industry?
I always tell the story of, it could go back to the old Brady Bunch when I was young and watching Mike Brady as the architect. But really, it was a passion I've always had for buildings. I was always one that just loved looking at buildings, loved the architecture. I built with blocks when I was young, drew floor plans, books full of floor plans. And then along come in high school, my parents took me to an open house, an engineering open house at Kansas State University. And I discovered architectural engineering. And it was like an aha moment at that time that it was a blend of the architecture side that I loved, but took that little bit more of the mathematical critical thinking side, the engineering offered. And it was, that was all that she wrote. And I became an architectural engineer, and this is my career.
We know you're very passionate about the role of women in engineering, and this is evident from your work with IMAG's Club 2025. Can you explain to us what exactly Club 2025 is and how it's empowering women?
Sure. So Club 2025, the name comes from the vision of what IMAG wants to be in the year 2025, with more women in general in the company and more women in leadership roles. And it's an internal support group, I'll call, that, our mission is to just support one another by example. We meet quarterly. We just talk about thoughts and concerns, career paths, ways people have done what they've done. But once a year, we bring in an outside speaker, a little bit more of a motivational speaker. So it's just a nice way for the women within IMEG to get together, get to know one another. We're spread across multiple locations, and there's not a tremendous amount of women in each location. So it gives us a broader network. It's really been nice.
So the goal of our 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest is to celebrate the successes and achievements that women are having in this industry. However, we know challenges do exist. Can you give us an example of a challenge you've encountered being a woman in this industry?
Well, I think it's been fun seeing the evolution. When I was younger in my career and first starting out nearly 30 years ago, there were hardly any women. Many times entering into meetings where I would be the only woman. And then you can imagine with the name Chris, I surprised a few people. I've had to say, no, that's me. I'm Chris Crawthorne, the engineer. So, I think surprising people. But once we get through that initial shock, really hasn't had much of a challenge. It's been really nice. You show them who you are, what you know, and that they don't question anything.
Chris, we know that women are vastly underrepresented in this industry. How do you propose we increase that number of women in engineering?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it begins at a younger age, just giving women that exposure that engineering is an option. Let them think about that, let them explore it, and just see if it, if they connect with it. So I've seen a lot of that already happening, and it's fun. I mean, there are more younger women entering the career now. I have a daughter who now she just went off to college, but when she was in middle school, they had a lot of STEM opportunities, and that was something that didn't exist when I was that age. And so I think we're making progress and headed the right direction, but I think that's the biggest thing is just show people, women, young girls, that it's an option, and then let them make the choice.
For the young women who are watching at home, say they're in middle school, high school, or maybe even just entering college, what one piece of advice could you give them as they consider entering this industry?
I think just test it out, play, don't be afraid. If it's something that interests you, pursue it. Have that curiosity and give it a try.
Chris, this has been fantastic. If anyone's interested in connecting with you or IMEG, where should they turn?
Sure, so you can go to imegcorp.com and they'll have all kinds of information and connections there. Send me an email. Chris A. Cawthorne at imegcorp.com.
Chris, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for your continued commitment to the built environment. We're looking forward to tracking your career from here on out, and congratulations again.
Hey, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Chris Cawthorne. And as she mentioned, if you're interested in connecting with IMEG Corp, visit www.imegcorp.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on iTunes. Be sure to bookmark us on your preferred mobile listening device so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.